Jan Wellinger. The world of sport was also quick to rally to the calls for change after the brutal suppression of the students' march. Within a few days, footballers and ice hockey players came out in what amounted to a strike until the country's destiny was settled. Chris Johnston reports on sport's role in the Velvet Revolution.
News of the events of Friday, November the 17th, filtered through slowly to the world of sport. Football fixtures took place as usual that weekend, but that was virtually the final whistle on sporting normality. Sparta Prague ice hockey players wore the national colours in a league game that Tuesday, with a declaration read out against the recent events. But they were afraid of the consequences of bolder action. On Wednesday, November the 22nd, Sparta Prague footballers announced they would not take to the pitch for the upcoming game against city rivals Dukla Prague. They said they would boycott all matches until crucial decisions about the country's future were taken. All matches for the following weekend were cancelled by league bosses after a deputation from both teams. One of the leaders of the Sparta strike was the then captain of the Czechoslovak national team and current head of the Czech Football Federation, Ivan Hašek. He recalled the events in an interview for Radio Prague's French section.
Tous les joueurs au Sparta, ils étaient avec moi chaque jour, manifestaient contre le régime.
All the Sparta players were with me demonstrating every day against the regime. I was, of course, afraid because of my wife and children. It was for that reason I was afraid, and it was dangerous. I was not someone who was very courageous. At the time, there were a lot more people who showed courage. For example, it was a lot more dangerous for the Dukla players because they were the team of the army.
One week after November the 17th, Ivan Hašek was called on to join the leaders of the snowballing revolution on a balcony overlooking Prague's Wenceslas Square to address the tens of thousands of people below.
I was a bit afraid. I shook the hands of Václav Havel and Alexander Dubček, and they told me that I would be one of the first to speak to the people. I said okay, but I was not ready and had not prepared anything. I said a few words. Above all, I congratulated the people who had shown they were capable of demonstrating like that. We footballers were behind all that and the possibility of changing the regime. If we were all united, we could win. It was one of the greatest moments in my life.
The plus grand moment dans ma vie.
Football began again at the start of December. After captaining his country in the World Cup finals in Italy the following year, Ivan Hašek was profiting from the new freedom and playing for Strasbourg in the French League.
Chris Johnston with that look on the role of sportsmen.